Praise the Lord. Let's all stand, if you will. Let's bow our heads and our hearts before Him. Precious Heavenly Father, we count it a great privilege, Lord, to be back in Thy temple this morning. Lord, where we count it a great privilege, Lord, together with saints of like precious faith. Lord, we just appreciate every opportunity, Lord, and we come humbly before You this morning, Lord, asking that You will take control of this service, Lord, and everything that's said and done be for Your glory. Lord, and as the word comes forth, Lord, let it sink into our hearts. Lord, more importantly, let it live. We ask all these things now in Thy precious holy name, the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Can we sing a little chorus? He's all I need. He's all I need. He's all I need. Amen. He's all I need. He's all I need. Jesus is all I need. He's all I need. He's all I need. Jesus is all I need. I worship Him. I worship Him. Page 245, I only believe, 245.
Is where secure by the Savior's hand, and the cables pass from his heart to mine, can defy the blast through strength divine. We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. It will firm
that same
How precious dear that grace. Hallelujah. Amen. Thee I first believe when we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, hallelujah, that truly saved a wretch like me, amen. Praise his wonderful name for all he's done for us, amen. You may be seated if you like. Brother Paul, if you'd come take the offering, amen. Go ahead, brother.
Our peace is Heavenly Father. I definitely can say, Lord, what a privilege it is to meet in the house of the Lord, yes. Lord Jesus, and just to gather here with healthy bodies and strong minds, Lord Jesus, and to hear from you again, Lord Jesus, and just with the ability that we have, Lord, to receive truth and revelation from you, Father, Lord Jesus. And I pray just be with the sick and afflicted, yes, that could be here today, Lord Jesus, and Lord, just have your word in way in this situation, Father. Service, Lord, speak to our hearts now. And Lord, as we take up these tithes and offerings, Lord, may you just bless those that give, yes, and just may it just be used for the furtherance of the kingdom, Lord Jesus, for others in need, Father, Lord, may be put in the rightful place, Lord. Yes. Just ask you to bless each man and one here now, and bless them there today in fellowship. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Let the Lord have his way. Amen.
Let the Lord have his way in your heart every day. There's no peace, there's no rest until the Lord has his way. Put your morning. Let up, raising your hand. Amen. I want to keep them in mind, the Sister Barbara, Sister Leffler, and Brother Bobby, all the ones that can't be here and that would love to be here, saints. Just keep them in your hearts and keep them in your prayers. As we ask Brother Philip DeLong if he'd take the request.
Gracious Lord, we pray
that you
today be able to worship you, Lord.
Amen.
Great and mighty God, our Lord, our Savior. Thank you, Lord, today that you're still real, still alive, and say yes to today's prayer.
Amen.
We pray now for the needs, Lord, that we have to say. You're in the need on the heart, Lord, the desire of the heart. We pray that all things would be for your honor and your glory, Lord. And we pray today, Lord, you'd bless the word of the forth. Anoint the messenger, anoint the message, Lord. Because it's a message, Lord, in this hour to draw us, Lord, closer to you, Lord. And cause us to dedicate and consecrate our lives fully and completely to you.
Amen.
We ask now, Lord, that you will be done to all things. We are on your glory in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Anyone have a special this morning they'd like to sing? I'll ask the sisters to come if they would.
It doesn't matter who you are, your position or your name. Though mighty signs and wonders you perform, God's requirements are the same. A body he can live. Just like he lived through Jesus Christ. Nothing else will work today. He's only looking for that love. He meant just what he said. The token must be. Exactly what he meant. It must be the literal life of Christ. He needs no one to interpret for him. He knew exactly what to say. And only the elected will identify with the entire word today. Though it causes some to ponder and some to even walk away, but God always has a purpose. He said it must be done that way. He said it'd be a handful, a very few that will be saved. Is your life identifying with every word of God today? He meant just what he said. The token must be a apply. He said exactly what he meant. It must be the literal life of Christ. He needs no one to interpret for him. He knew exactly what to say. And only the elected will identify with the entire word today. He needs no one to interpret for him. He knew exactly what to say. And only the elected will identify with the entire word today.
Let's all stand, if you will. Let's sing a little chorus, Only Believe. We ask our brother to come this morning. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe.
For a moment of prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, again we want to just say first, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for all things. Thank you for your blessings, Lord, your mercy, your grace. And thank you, Lord, for our tests and trials and all the many things in life. We appreciate it, Lord, for you know what each one of us need. When we gathered here today, you know what we need. You know our hearts. You know our very thoughts. You know what we've been thinking about in the last week or two. And even today, Lord, even now, if you search the reins, you know the thoughts. And we ask today now that you would speak to our hearts through the Word of God. Open our understandings to it, Lord, and let it be made real and alive to us. And again, Lord, we just, each one of us as individuals, we, as we come to this time of the service now, that we want to each as individuals commit ourselves to you for the receiving of the Word of God, and me, Lord, for the bringing of it. Just, Lord, help me to deliver those things which you would have for us today, and do it, Lord, the way you would want to do it. We ask in your glorious, precious name, our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. It's a privilege to be here by God's wonderful mercy and grace. Amen. Let us turn our Bibles again, if you would, one more time to 2 Thessalonians, 2nd chapter. And we want to go back in that little message, the falling away, and talking about that, where the Scripture speaks of this falling away that must come first before the sin of the man of sin be revealed. And the prophet said this was a warning by prophecy, as Apostle Paul spoke this. So we find here, let's begin here at the first verse, and we'll just read first to the fourth verse, because before we read the other verses. But let's go on down here now. He says, "Now we beseech you, brethren," notice who he's talking to, "by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God." May the Lord bless you in his word, and you may be seated. Now, this morning, as I said, we want to go back into this, and trusting it'll be of strength and encouragement, and also a continued warning to you. And because of the day and time which we live in, Brother Timothy had sent me a little email and about this, and it further shows that as the Holy Spirit is, you know, leading and guiding and keeping his hand upon this little place, as Brother Timothy put in his letter to me in email, you know, he run onto this. He was looking up some things for Brother Pitts on the internet and run across this. And he, of course, Brother Timothy saying in here, "A well-known pastor in the South that has left the message and presenting arguments against Brother Branham. This just happened in November as he was preaching about the falling away. It continues to confirm the Holy Spirit is always on time of what is brought." And he goes on to say, "I think this will draw a lot of people that are not born again away from the message in the future." And it will. And Satan is a roaring lion. So I appreciate Brother Timothy sending that to me. And as I went ahead and listened to that man's, I'll call it silliness, this well-known minister. Actually, I don't want this message to go on the internet. If it's okay with those you've got hooked up to listen to it, it's fine. But as far as going on the internet, I don't want it on there. Because I'm going to mention some names. And I don't like really doing that, but just so you know what I'm talking about. But we find here, we are living in that time where, see, Satan's trying to do all he can do now. Yeah. He's putting every effort he can to try to detour, deceive, disrupt God's plan. But one thing about it, God's elect, he'll never do it. Matthew 24:24. In this last days, we know he told us, and how the prophet expressed it so many times, that unless the days would be shortened, the very elected would not be saved if it were possible. But she is saved. And we realize that this is not just a myth, this is not just something that Jesus said, but it's such a reality of what's happening. And we see so many times where these ministers, it's been in the message for years, and oftentimes was in Brother Branham's meetings. And, you know, and of course young at that time they was and all that, and they accepted the message supposedly, you know, and ministers. And now they're gathering together, you know, and putting their heads together, as to say, and coming up with all these arguments that what the prophet said didn't come to pass and isn't true and all this other bunch of nonsense, you know. But we realize they're there for a purpose, you know. That's Satan's ministry. And they are there for a purpose to try to deceive the bride of Jesus Christ. Though they've got renowned names and so forth, it makes no difference, you see. And, I remember in particular a minister, one of them actually, what I'm talking about, sent me emails before and inviting me to come to the minister's meetings. And I absolutely would not go because the Holy Ghost told me not to go. It would come to naught, and it was of no good. So I did not go. Never did approach it, never did go any further with it or anything. And whenever you get a group of ministers together, friends, especially after that prophet's gone, and they want to come together and question each other and come up with ideas and see what this one thinks and what, I don't care what another preacher thinks. I want to know what God's word says, you know? That's what I want to know. And I want it to be what God opens my understanding to. So I'm not worried about what all these other preachers do. It's them. It's hanging on the rope and going to get hung. If they ain't already hung, you know. That's between them and God. But we realize that that's the time and hour we're living in. And, you know, as Paul was speaking, this falling away, and the prophets spoke about it, it's definitely that time, and you'll see more of it. You know, what would make people do some of the things they're doing that's in this message? You know, maybe followed it for years. And why do you see this? Of, you know, God sent a prophet and he sent the word of God and told exactly what God wanted, what was God's desire. And then they just walk away from it. And he told the women how to dress. He told the men what to do. Everything exactly the way God wanted it. It was what God's prophet did. Explained and showed what the scripture meant and showed exactly what we were supposed to do. But they've always got a better idea, some kind of a theory they add to it or something they want to change about it, you know, and try to give them a big name for themselves. But to me, all the thing they've done, anything they've done, just buried themselves in the muck and the mire, you see, and to a place they can't get themselves out now. And I went in and, as I said, I listened to different ministers that has left the message, and they gave their theory why they left it, you know? It all starts out with a certain source. We'll get to it in a little bit. And you think, you know, how could this be? I mean, they promoted the message. It went all over the world, some of them did, preaching this message, promoting it, giving messages out, tapes out, and whatever, you know. And all of a sudden, they don't believe it no more. The prophet wasn't real. He was a false prophet and all this other bunch of nonsense. And you know, to listen to the arguments, if you didn't have the Holy Ghost, I'm going to tell you, you'd fall for it. Oh yeah, you would. But as the Holy Ghost being in my heart and listening to these things and the things they would say, I thought, can't they see that? They're blinder than a bat, you know? I mean, wise men, smart men, way more education than I'll ever have, friends. But, you know, it ain't all about education. It's about the Holy Ghost being in you and revealing the word to you, you see. So, it's something we have to be careful of, you know. And the internet has just got this stuff, and it's blasting more and more and more of it, you know. And I'm going to tell you, if you ain't really on fire for God and you know for sure you got the Holy Ghost, you better make sure you stay away from it. I'm telling you, because you'll fall for it. And you might think you're tough and you might think you're strong in the Lord and got a lot of revelation. But I'm going to tell you what, that devil is very deceitful. And if that Holy Ghost isn't in there, friends, you're going to fall for it, you see. So I appreciate the opportunity God has given me to go through these things. And like I say, of course, it's to say I enjoyed listening to any of them. I despised it. But I wanted to see what their theories was and how they what they was heading for. And it was just kind of something to see. It was the same devil in every one of them. Yeah, same devil, you see. So I want you to listen today. We're going to read a few things. We'll rehearse our mind a few things. And actually, as I said in that book of Thessalonians we read there, if you want to read further on in that chapter, you can. But like I said, I didn't want to take the time this morning. But again, as Brother Timothy mentioned in his email, you know, it's in the scripture says, Satan goeth about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, destroy, kill, with words, man's wisdom, man's theories, man's ideas, try to destroy, you know. But as I said, we're in this time of falling away. Why is people acting the way they are? And I was going to mention, too, make sure, if all possible, this does get recorded, because Grace really wanted to be here today. But she's with Mother up here in the hospital. I was going to be, but Grace said she'd be there with her. So, and she really needs somebody with her. And just keep praying for her. She's in great need. So we want to make sure it gets recorded. But anyhow, as I said, what makes people do this? What makes people, why are they getting cold, lukewarm now? Why is it so hard for women to dress the way they're supposed to dress? Instead of dressing like some harlot, claiming they're in the message. You know, you say, Brother Steve, I wouldn't go that far as call him a harlot. I'm going to tell you, you can be a woman, and you put that dress or skirt on, whatever, it shows your figure and your twist and the high heel shoes and this, that, and the other. Get your hair fixed just the right way, and they'll lust after you just the same as some old naked woman out there because of the way you present yourself. Why does women do that today? Why would they have to be told even if they supposedly are bride and in the message and fall in a problem? Why would they even have to be told? Why would men have to be told? And even, why would even be in the message churches today? Men can't stay away from ball games and things. Why would it be? We're in this great falling away, friends. And guess what? If we allow it in our lives as individuals, you'll fall for it too. And you think, oh, I wouldn't fall for it. I've been the message a long time. Look at these men that's been the message and preached it for years. And falling away. And they know a lot more about it than you do. Oh, yeah. They was in Brother Branham's meeting, some of them. Oh, they know all about it. They've, in the past before, that's what I've done on some of them too. I've done a little research just like a year or two before. And they was glorifying the mighty signs and wonders they seen Brother Branham do. And now all of a sudden, he was a false prophet. Tell me they had a devil. Tell me they wasn't born for that purpose. They was. Yes. They was born for that very reason. To deceive the bride of Jesus Christ. You see. So the prophet said in a super sign, he said, oh, can't you see the whole thing facing right into it? The church getting, he said, where it's getting. Unless there come a falling away, the man of sin can't be revealed. He said, the communists, the lukewarmness of the church, the insignificance, walk around. He said, oh, God, have mercy. And how the churches, friends, are failing. And you may take it a little bit lightly, maybe. You know, what Brother George Smith was here and he's talking about the songs and the worship. Well, I'm going to tell you what. I appreciate the Holy Ghost, what he's given us. Because I'm telling you, it makes me sick to my stomach. That's another thing I did. I went back and researched a little bit of their services. The men that's doing this. Sickening. God have mercy on it. Yeah. Nothing but a bunch of flesh and carrying on and sin. That's all it is. Ungodliness. Yeah. You say, well, I don't see nothing wrong with that. You need the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Yeah. If you had the Holy Ghost, you'd see these things. And what you'll talk about, some of these things will go along with it today. But he says here, and also discern the body of the Lord. He says, Paul promised it in the last days, paragraph 12. He said, by the Holy Spirit, that the church would fall away, millions of them. There'll come a falling away. For men will be heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures. We'll go into these things a little more in a little bit. More than lovers of God, truce-breakers, false accusers, incontinent, and despisers of those that are good. Not the right discernment, see. Oh, you say that is communist. No, that's so-called Christians. Watch next verse. He said, having a form of godliness, denying the power thereof. No spiritual discernment. Yeah. And without the Holy Ghost, as he goes on to say here later, you have no spiritual discernment. No. That's why even these men, that's maybe preached this message for years, you think they got the Holy Ghost? Nonsense. Not saying the Holy Ghost anointing wasn't there at times, but they do not have the Holy Ghost. Cannot be, absolutely will not happen. They were born for a reason, to deceive the bride of Jesus Christ. Yeah. So let's go on. Let's just follow along a few things here, refresh your minds. Just a couple things. Father, the hour has come, the message. The time has come, there's a falling away. The Bible said, except there come a falling away, the man of sin won't reveal himself. Pentecostal church is living in the final of all times. The time has come. The time has come for the signs to follow the believers. We're at the end time. We're in the latter rain. We're at the time when men will be heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, and despisers of good. Heady, high-minded, he says again. The time has come when they're teaching doctrines of devils. There's one man in particular, young man in particular, I took him to be 30 years old probably. I thought, if he ain't eat up with worms yet, he will be later or be burnt in a lake of fire. That stinking young man sits there and tries to correct the prophet. I thought, have mercy on your poor soul. God have mercy. And these people are everywhere. And they're blasting these things all over the internet. You know? Their day is coming, friends. Yes. Perverting the Bible's teaching into theories and theologies to draw groups of people away after them. How true that is. Yeah. So let's go on. I'm going to read now. If you want to turn with me, 2 Timothy 3rd chapter. Let's read some scriptures here. And again, it'll be probably one of the things I'll never get through where I want to go today, but we'll try the best we can. All right, 2 Timothy, 3rd chapter, and begin at the first verse and read a very familiar scripture. Now, I want you to watch this now, as ministers fall into this, okay? Where these preachers today, in the message, many of them, I'm not saying all of them, many of them, I would, I believe, safely say there's way more message ministers falling away than there is not falling away. I believe that with all my heart. Yeah. Watch, he says, listen, or not listen, he says, or I say, listen, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Let's just think about it, okay? Okay, if you read the original Greek, it says dangerous. It's harsh times. It's hard to take times. Yeah. It's savage times. It'll be constantly lurking around you, trying to catch you. Constantly. Yeah. Things will be constantly lurking around you to try to choke you. To destroy you. To try to get you to think the wrong way about the Word of God. Constantly. This is treacherous times. Very, very dangerous. You see. Okay? For men shall be lovers of them own selves. Ain't that true today? They love them themselves way more than ever thought about loving the Word of God. Covetous. You ever see a day of such covetousness? Yeah. Boasters. And I noticed as those men started out, they started out with a boast. Brother Branham dedicated me as a baby, or dedicated my wife as a baby, and I was in the meeting, and I, Brother so-and-so in the church, and this was my daddy, and this, that, and the other. Yeah. Oh, my. Big deal. It has nothing to do with qualifications of being a minister. None. Well, sir. Boasters. You see? They start out with their boast. Proud. See, they try to raise themselves up above who? The prophet. Yeah. Can you imagine? You just wonder how serious this is that a man could get in his puny mind. I don't care if he has run all over the United States or all over the whole world and preached the gospel. To think he has the authority to change God's word. When God sent a vindicated prophet. Oh my. And to think you can change it. Think you can twist it. Think you can put your idea or your twist in there on what Brother Branham said wasn't true. This didn't happen. And this, that, and the other. And they don't even understand what God was doing. See? It's just a shame. It really is. Boasters, proud. femurs. Now look at that. Look how they've been railing. And these men I've listened to, they've railed on the Word of God. They've said rash things against the Holy Spirit, what the Spirit of God was doing. Blasphemers. In the last days, these leaders, if the blind leads the blind, they're going to all fall in the ditch. The old saying is, yeah. Blind, cannot see, cannot figure it out. They thought they'd seen it for a while. Oh, the cloud that was just happened to be there. No, it didn't just happen to be there. It was exactly what the prophet said it was. No. But they wasn't sent to believe it. Oh, for a while, they believed it. But now they're falling away and fast. And you'll see more of them fall away. And as you see them fall away, the ministers, you'll see the sheep fall away. Yeah. You'll see corruption more and more come into the churches because it's falling away. And there'll be no bringing it back. None. While the little bride is getting ready to leave. Oh my. Blasphemers, disobedient to parents, even message believing people's children's disobedient. Yeah. A complete mess. Unthankful. You know people are so unthankful. They are so unthankful. I mean, they've got nice clothes to wear, they've got good food to eat, and all these other things, and they're still unthankful. Yeah. It's just, it's sad how unthankful people are. I'm talking about so-called Christians. So-called believers, it's unthankful. Unholy, yeah. So-called believers, it's unholy. As I spoke about a little bit ago with these women, how they're dressing, so many of them. As I've got to the point, as I've said before, you can tell a message-believing church, so-called message-believing church, by looking at the women. Yeah. They all want to pattern off each other. They all want to show themselves. They want to show something, go far enough to show their body somehow. They need a boot right in the hiding. Yeah. Without natural affection. You've said time of natural. They don't even have natural affection. They don't. No. Truce breakers. False accusers. How truly that is. And if you ain't careful, you can be a false accuser. False accusing your brother or sister. Maybe something you think that happened and you don't know that it happened that way. No. You can be one too if you're not careful. But look at these ministers now becoming false accusers. They're accusing the prophet of things they don't have no idea what they're even talking about. Yeah. Incontinence. See, they don't even have self-control anymore. They can. There's not even self-control enough to wait on the Holy Spirit to open their understanding of something. It's just they let loose and they say the first thing they think. The first thing Satan put in their mind, they want to say it. And destroy and try to kill this message. Kill the Word of God. Self-control as far as in the natural, in the physical. Look at how people has no self-control in eating. What they drink. There's no self-control. They just eat and eat and eat, and they can turn to obesity and just keep on eating, still eating. No self-control even. Yeah. Have no self-control in what they wear. Whether it's really beneficial or what it should be like. There's no self-control. It's just people live like a bunch of animals. I've said it before. My dog in my house, or by my house, not in my house, I don't have a dog in my house, but my dog down there, it's got a lot better morals and a whole lot better to be with than a lot of human beings on this earth. I'm telling you. It's sickening. It's the age. It's the time we're living in. Yeah. My dog is a lot better friend than a lot of people on this earth to me. Yes. I can't trust a lot of humans. My old dog, I can trust her. Yeah. But I can't trust a lot of humans. Not even worthy to be trusted. Yeah. fierce. They're savages. They want to destroy. They want to hurt whatever they get involved with. They're always trying to pin something down on somebody and try to hurt somebody. Try to say something nasty to them. Savages. Wanting to destroy. Despisers of those that are good. Take a minister who stands behind the pulpit and stays true with the Word of God. They despise them. And they would just love to pin them down and they'd love to destroy them. Yeah. Oh my. Traitors. They've betrayed this message. And they're dropping like flies. Yeah. And the ones that don't leave the message, they're bringing false doctrine. Traitors, heady, they're reckless with the scriptures. They're reckless with the prophet's quotes. Yeah. High-minded, they've lifted themselves up and puffed themselves so up above the prophet. They know more than the prophet did. They think. Yeah. These are well-renowned men. Yeah. Some have big congregations. High-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. So they try to get out of service real early and watch the ball game. They'd rather be out fishing than go to service. They'd rather go out and do this instead of being in service. They'd rather go out playing golf instead of being in service. Yeah. Having a form of godliness. Oh, isn't that true today? These preachers will get up and preach the Word of God. They'll preach salvation. They'll tell you what you should do, shouldn't do. But deny the power thereof. Oh my. From such, turn away. That's what needs to happen to a lot of the ministers. They need to be turned away from. Yeah. Let them starve to death. But Satan sends his ministry out and he'll make sure they get fed too. Bogus in the room. Satan always has a bogus. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and leads captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, many different lusts, types of lust. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. They do much studying. I heard that one young man, he was quoting this and quoting this and quoting that, and my, he was just a quoter out there. He had Brother Branham's scriptures lined right up, you know, or quotes lined right up. From before the seals, after the seals, before the seals, after the seals. He didn't know nothing even what happened after the seals came. Blind. You see. Now, as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses and the prophet William Aaron Branham, so did these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds. Reprobate concerning the faith. They're void of even receiving revelation. Yeah. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. I just can't imagine saints having to stand before the day of judgment, before God on the day of judgment, and have to give an account for telling thousands of people, trying to spread it all over the internet, that wasn't God's vindicated prophet. That wasn't Malachi 4. Revelation 10. That wasn't the one. Oh my. Be a terrible day on that day. Yeah. Knowing what they know. It'd been better if I'd never ever known anything about it. Yeah. And of course some of them has gathered their little ministers still together and discussing these things. And pointing these things out to each other. And they're grabbing this one. And they'll grab this minister. And grab that minister. Yeah. To me, the ministers didn't have anything to start with. No. Not at all. Oh, fine to listen to. Very intelligent. Smooth. Slick. Yeah. Know a lot. But that don't mean nothing, friends. Nothing at all. 2 Peter 3, if you want to turn with me here, just real quickly here. 2 Peter and 3rd chapter. Let's read a few things here. Now, it may sound like I have something personally against these men. I have nothing personally against anybody. I have something against the devil that's using these men. You know, it's my responsibility as a shepherd to take and make sure you keep these things in mind and don't never get trapped with it, as I read you in the book of Thessalonians. See, 1 Peter 3. This second epistle, begin first verse, "Beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds with a way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets," not false prophets, false anointed ones, "but by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers." That's what they begin to do, friends, these ministers. That's been the message for years, of scoffing and mocking, making light of the things God revealed to that prophet. Blind. Blind. Mocking things, see? And walking after their own lust. Ain't that sure thing? Walking after what they desire, the way they want it to be. And as I've said before too, been quite a while maybe since I said something like this, but what's happened to a lot of these men is they've let their sheep puff them up. Yeah. Yeah, raise them up. That's why I've always said, I don't want raised up here. None. I'm no different than you. Yes. You say, well, Brother Steve, we ought to respect you. Yeah, but I should respect you too. It's an equal thing. You see? I'm no better than you are. I'm saved by grace the same as you are. Hey, I don't want nobody to raise me up. If I get raised up, I want to be through Christ. By humble myself, coming down and let Him exalt me up. Not myself. No, I'm not interested in that. I'm not interested in this game of everybody knowing me, being well-renowned, and a bunch of people want to gather to listen to me. I have no interest in that at all. None. And God knows my heart. That's the truth. No interest. It's another reason why I don't go around seeking places to go preach. You know how long I would last? I wouldn't last no time. Invited back? Nonsense. Any way I would be is if the bride was there too. But that's the only way. I'm just too much about telling it the way it is, I guess. All right. He says here, and saying, where is the promise of His coming? See? Where is this all about? What is, you know, they just want to twist everything up. But he says there, and saying, where is the promise of His coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the dead judgment and perdition, which is destruction, of the ungodly men. Oh my. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but in long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. And look at the people that's really blind to that. They can tell you, yeah, the scripture says this is going to happen. They can tell you about Malachi 4 and the great and dreadful day of the coming of the Lord, all this different. They can tell you these things. But is it a reality to them? No. They live today like it ain't never going to happen, friends. But I'm going to tell you, it's going to happen just like God said, without a doubt. I think of these, all these proud preachers stand up there and taken away from the Word of God. Where they're going to be, friends, when all this begins to unfold. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? How we all ought to listen to that. Looking for and hasting unto the coming day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we according to his promise look for the new heavens and the new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Are you looking for it? Are you looking for it? Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, now if you're the ones looking for it, okay, I'm just saying you are and don't, but if you're really looking for it, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. Now remember, Satan, in his roaring lion position, he's going to try to make it to where it ain't blameless. He's going to keep putting spots in there if he can. Yeah. He's going to make things dirty if he can by intellectual knowledge. Yeah. The same devil that talked Eve into doing what she did is the same devil in these men today. Yes. Same one. It ain't a different one. It's the same devil, you see. And account that the long-suffering our Lord is salvation. Even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you. As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in the which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. That's what these men are doing today. They're wrestling it. And as I listened to the one man, you could tell he didn't have a lick of revelation. I mean, a lick. He would say the things he would say and then tie himself right back up just a few words later. Yeah. Didn't have the Holy Ghost. According to Scripture. According to what the prophet said. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware, lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness or firm condition. We may think we stand here in firm condition. You may sit there and think you're in firm condition. But he's telling us here, Peter's telling us, beware, lest you fall. Fall? But see, if you really think I could fall for some of this stuff going on today, you absolutely could. If God's grace don't hold you. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you will fall for it. You will desire to get on there and listen to it and see if you can pass the test. You better be careful, because you may not pass the test, because you may not have the Holy Ghost. So you better be careful and turn away from such, you know, and be careful what you're doing. Yeah. Because I'm telling you, things that they say, if you ain't got something on the inside saying, oh, that ain't right, I'm going to tell you, friend, you'll fall for it. Yeah. And you too will say, you know, thinking about this, Brother Brown made no way he was the real prophet of the age. Don't you think the devil wouldn't want you to believe that? He sure would. Because I'm going to tell you, friends, through that message God gave through that prophet is our way of salvation, friends. It's the way of truth. It's the way of righteousness. It's God that used that man to get that little bride ready, to draw her attention. Yeah. Oh, it drove many people's attention. But they weren't predestinated to go on all the way. You see? And you're going to see him fall away and fall away. Yeah. But he says, grow in grace. Trust that's what we're doing today again. Growing in grace, because it's God's grace if you grow. Without God's grace, you do not grow. You see? But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen. All right, now let's read on real quick. That's my time. All right. Is it all right if I go a little bit longer? I don't want to hold you too long. I know maybe this ain't too exciting, but to me it is. I like knowing the truth. Amen. 2 Corinthians 4 chapter. And let's go in the first verse. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, again, 2 Corinthians 4 chapter, begin the first verse. I always like to make sure if you want to turn to it, you got plenty of opportunity to do so. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, isn't it true? We've received mercy. We've received mercy, you see. We faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth. I love that. Manifestation of the truth. The fulfilling of it, see? Of the truth. Committing ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. That's what's happened. See, people thought they started out and they started running this race. They thought, oh, I can win this race. But they didn't sit down and count the cost. Yeah. They didn't really sit down and think about what was to come down the road. That the prophet warned us of what was going to come. They didn't want to listen to that stuff. You see? They take nothing in consideration other than their own selfish thinking. The prophet made statements. Sure, they didn't understand. They couldn't figure it out. One man said, you know, when Brother Branham said, if you don't quite get it yet, just lay it up on the shelf for a little bit. Yeah. And then he said, that's wrong. You can't lay it up on the shelf. It's not right to lay it up on the shelf. Isn't that strange? This well-renowned man knows more than Brother Branham does. Mm-hmm. Oh, my. You could see, I say there was no revenge, with no nothing. I have nothing. They have nothing toward me, nothing. I have nothing toward them. But I'm going to tell you, friends, you could see Satan through everything they were saying. I could see it. It wouldn't have been any different if it had been horns there. You know, got a picture of the devil with horns and so forth and licking tongue and all that stuff. It would have been no different. You could see the spirit coming off of that thing. That was a spirit of deceit. See? And they can't hide it. Not to the bride, they can't. It would deceive the very elect if it were possible, but it ain't going to happen. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. They can't help it, friends. No. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. But it can't. It ain't supposed to. No. They ran with it for a while because of all the excitement about seeing what Brother Branham did and the mighty signs, wonders, and miracles. But when it come to the revelation of it, they couldn't get it. Just like they did Jesus. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus, the Lord, ourselves, your servants, for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined into our hearts to give us light. Oh my, now remember, what does a light do? It lets you see where you're going. If you're in darkness and the light's on, you can see where you're going. You can make sure you're not falling in a ditch nowhere. You're not going to fall in a hole and break your leg or something. You can see where you're going. Okay? To give the light of the knowledge. Oh, my. I tell you what. Let me read in the Greek what that word means, which lines up with the Word of God. And knowledge, it says here, of course, it says, to give the light of the knowledge, which in knowledge it says here, the deeper, more perfect, and enlarged knowledge of this religion, such as belongs to the more advanced, especially of things lawful and unlawful for Christians, moral wisdom, such as is seen in right living. Yeah. Why do you think many can't live right? They haven't received the knowledge of it. Why do you think there's, I can't go to say brethren, Why do you think these men in this message, well, they can't wait till service gets out? Or they'll close early so they can watch the ball game. They don't have the knowledge. No. They ain't got nothing. No. But oh my, they can put a suit on, a nice dress, and they can talk about Brother Branham, and they can sing, and they can worship, and my, they can beat a drum and a guitar and wang things up and stomp their feet. But that don't mean nothing. Nothing at all, friends. Besides that, friends, if I had to have that here, and I had to put up with that, you'd see me not here. No, sir. Absolutely not. Because that ain't me. And it ain't the Holy Ghost. No. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of the darkness, has shined into our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure. That's precious things, friends. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not unto us, you see. Oh my. So we find that how these scriptures are so in line with what's happening even now, friends. Now I'm going to read in the sixth seal. I'll read something here. All right, and this is paragraph 61. Maybe we'll... he talks about the Holy Ghost a little bit, but let's go on 61 on down here. 63. Let me go down paragraph 63. The Bible said that in the last days, everything that wasn't predestinated. Now, the sisters kind of sang this in their song today. You know? The Bible said that in the last days, everything that wasn't predestinated, the elect, it says, the elect, it repeats, anybody... Take that word and run it back in your margin, talking about that word elect, and see what it means. It says elected or predestinated, see? It'll fool every one of those whose names were not on the Lamb's Book of Life from the foundation of the world. Yes. This great falling away. Every one of them. Yeah. Now you think, well, how could they take the mark of the beast? I mean, still knowing what they... Don't you fret, friends. They'll take the mark of the beast just as quick as the rest of the denominations will. Yeah. If they can be so deceived in the things they out now that the way they're route they're going and this great falling away, don't you think they won't accept that beast? They absolutely will. Absolutely. It's already Antichrist. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, Brother Steve, they know about this message and they may still believe a little bit. Still, they're Antichrist. Anti-word. See? When the Lamb was slain, the names were put on the book. He's standing in the holy place tonight in glory, an intercessor, making intercessions for every one of those souls whose name was on that book. And nobody knows that name but him. He's the one that's got the book in his hand. And he knows when that last one comes in. I'm looking forward to that last one to come in, friends. Hallelujah. He comes forth then to claim what he's interceded for. He's doing the kinsman redeemer work now and comes forth to receive his own. Oh my. Oh my. He said that ought to set every Christian to searching himself and to holding his hands before God and saying, cleanse me, O Lord. Look into my life. Let me see where my bad part is. Let me get out of the way right quick. For if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and sinner appear? Where will that sinner, an ungodly appear? He says it's checking up time. Before I go on, friends, these men that I've been mentioning, as I said, are men of well renown. A lot of people know them. Yes. You know, of course, we know what Jeff Jenkins did. Yeah. Tim Humes. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely rejected this message. I listened to it. Yeah. Another one was Lance LaRoux. LaRoux, that's how you pronounce it. and some of these others. I mean, there's name after name. And these men, most of them, sit in the tabernacle. Some of these men seen Brother Way raise from the dead. Yeah. Seen these things happen. And reject this message now. And they're falling like flies. You tell me this ain't a great falling away. Time's in, friends. There'll be more. You may have one sitting right beside of you. They'll get this crazy idea all of a sudden and wonder why they're even sitting here. No such thing as why. Why have I believed this thing of a prophet? And away they'll go. Yeah. I'm telling you, friends, it is God's mercy that if you still have a love burning in your heart for this message, for the Word of God and the truth of it, and to want to see it identified in your life, you are so blessed. Brother Pitts, my friend, my buddy, don't you worry about the people in your life, your family's trying to destroy you. You'll come through it okay. You'll have the victory over it. Yes. Everything will be all right. Don't worry about it. God is with you. Yeah. What if one of you sisters get up out of bed in the morning and all of a sudden your husband decides, I'm tired of this. Every time I go to church, I get screamed at. That's the way they look at it. I've already seen it happen in the past years ago, friends. Why don't I want to tolerate that? I'm just tired of it. I don't want nothing more to do with it. Just think. You could rise up out of bed in the morning and all of a sudden you hate this place. You might sit there and say, not me, brother. You just remember one thing. The devil is much more powerful than you are.
Amen.
The only way you have any power is Jesus Christ in you. That is your holding rock. That's the rock of your salvation. That's eternal life. That's Christ that holds me. Amen. Through the storms, through the troubles, the trials, the tests. It's Christ that holds you. You will never hold yourself. But greater is He that is in me than he that is in all the world. Brother Stephen, then how am I sure that Christ is in me? Lining up with this word, friends, and the Holy Ghost proving you're vindicated, Christ is in you. That token is on display. Otherwise, you may rise in the morning and you'll despise me. You despise this place. And you may run to another church. It ain't a speck of Christ in. And love them people. Enjoy their fellowship as they carouse around the deception. But you think you can do it yourself? Nay. You will never do it yourself. But he promised. I'll close for now. He said, upon this rock I shall build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Oh my. He is my rock. He is that revelation. And only through Jesus Christ I can make it through. Only through Jesus Christ being in you can you make it through. Only through Jesus Christ you will not fall. In this great falling away. Lord, hold me. Here's my hand, Lord, hold me. Hold me all the way. I can't do it, Lord, but you can do it for me. Hallelujah. Oh, how great he is. Won't you sisters come to the instruments, please? Hope it's a little bit of help for you and strength and encouragement for you. But don't pay attention to all this trash in the world going on and even a lot of trash going amongst the message people. You just keep your eyes on Jesus. Look for in his wonderful face and the things of this world will truly grow all strangely. Because, friends, when they've left Christ and left that word, they're the world. Oh, yeah. And the things of this world grow strangely dim. They'll grow. You may be somebody you know and fellowship with, and you know they was a nice fellow and all this, friends. But oh, if Christ gets a hold of you, they'll just fade out of your scene. You'll turn away from them. From such, turn away from. Oh my, glory to His holy name. Amen to His word. No means by amen to me. Amen to the word of God that I've given you. Amen. For I am nothing and can be nothing. Only through Jesus Christ. Same way with you. Amen. For by grace we are saved. Not of works, but by grace. God's love. Mercy. It's His love and mercy that rewrote my life. Rewrote your life. Yes. Now if you'll just hold me. Hold me, Lord. Take me through all the way. All the way, Lord. Don't let me slip. Don't let me fall away. But hold my hand. And friends, I'm going to tell you, as Apostle Paul said, even more in the ministry, for Satan desires thee. Yes. He desires me. He would love to get me to twist something, turn something backwards. He would love to have me say, I don't believe this message no more. He would love me to say that Brother Brown was a false prophet. But by God's grace, He will hold me to the end. Hallelujah. Thank God for His mercy, His love. Amen. Let us all stand. And make a song you want to sing. At all. Brother Timothy. Yes, amen. Isn't that true? Let's sing it. He's my rock, my sword, my shield. He's the wheel in the middle of the wind. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. Ain't no difference what the world may say. I'm going down on my knees and pray. And I'm going to pray, pray, pray until He comes. I call Him Jesus, my rock. I call Him Jesus, my rock. I call Him Jesus, my rock. Oh, Jesus, my rock. Jesus, 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 Jesus. I call Him Jesus, my rock. Isn't that true? Amen. He's my rock, my sword, my shield. He's the lily of the valley. He's my bright and morning star. Hallelujah. Let us bow our heads. Precious Heavenly Father, I know, Lord, that this ain't a big place. It's not well renowned. Not known by a lot of people. But Lord, I just want to thank You for Your mercy and Your grace and Your love. Thank You, Lord, for revelation. Thank You, Lord, for a holy desire. Oh, God, I ask today for this little flock of sheep that You'd watch over, keep her safe, keep her in the truth, Lord, the truth in which alone will set us free. The truth, Lord, which is so sparingly understood in this day and age. We can see more and more, Lord. Well, You said that little bride would be just such a little few. Just a little handful. That's why I ask, Lord, continue, Lord, to have mercy on us. Have mercy on me, Lord, and keep me in the truth. Don't let me go to the left or the right. But stay right here on the truth. There's no deviation. Nothing taken away or added to. And may Your Holy Spirit in me, Lord, always keep me, Lord. from accepting anything contrary. Regardless of how many does it, Lord, and how many fall away, that doesn't mean it's the right way because there's more going the other way. But Lord, you've always dealt with the few, the little in number. Even as the children of Israel, Lord, in many of the wars and fightings that went far, it wasn't great big thousands and thousands, but you always wanted to do it with a few. Let me, Lord, in this hour be a part of that few. Help each one of us to stand with me, Lord, and listen to this today. Be one of the few that will stand for the truth. The Lord, we shall declare unto this nation and this people that you are alive, that you're real. That, Lord, that prophet you sent was to a people that you sent to receive it. Oh, God, thank you for your mercy, your love. I can't imagine, Lord, if you'd lift your hand off of me. Just can't imagine it. Can't imagine falling away. Keep me, Lord. Keep me. Keep each one of these precious sheep. May they hearken and listen to your word. Listen to the warnings of the Holy Spirit. Thank you again, Lord, for your love. Thank you for your grace. Go with us now. Just keep your hand upon us and keep us safe as we travel. And bring us back the next appointed time if you should tarry, and be thy will, Lord. We ask in your precious, glorious name. Our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Can we sing a little chorus again? I love him. I love him.
Amen.
I love him because he first loved me and purchased my salvation. God richly bless you. You're all dismissed. Amen.